Today's shiur is on Ben Ish Chai, Parshas Yitro. So it says, in the end of the pasuk, end of the Parshas Yitro, Mizbech Adama Taseli, B'chule. A Mizbech of earth, says the Kodesh Baruch, you should make for me. Nearly, says the Ben Ish Chai, B'siyat Hashmai, with the help of heavens. Amru Rabotein Zichron Avrocham. Our rabbis told us in the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Nun Ches Amud Alef, M'chuba Ba'adama. The Mizbeach has to be connected to the ground. Sheloi Yivne'ehu Agabi Amudim. You shouldn't build it on top of like poles or right that hold it above the ground. Right? Has to be connected to the ground. Vahatam, and the reasoning, Ripnesha Korbanot, Hem Letzorech Biru, the Korbanos are necessary to make a Biru of Nitzotzot Kedusha, the sparks of holiness, shnit arvu bedomim, that are entangled in the domim is like the so domim is inanimate objects, right? So you have to take out this biru from the inanimate somer, that which grows, v'chai, that which is alive. Like animals, sameach like plantage, and medav is those who speak, that's man. V'hadomim hu hatachton, and the domim is that which is the lower form. Shebo matchil habiru, in that starts the biru, the sorting or the removing of the sparks of kedusha which fell there. V'lekach, and therefore, hamizbech shebo naasit melechet habiru, the mizbech which does this action of separating these nitzotzot kedusha from these four forms, tzar shiyem mechuba ba'adama, needs to be connected in the land.
A person, or talking
about? Shehu chelek adomim. That's the part of the domim. The mizbech represents the adama, that aspect of the domim, the inanimate. So it represents the biru of the inanimate, the separation of the inanimate, right? And this it says, v'zavachta alav et olotecha v'tshlamech, and you should sacrifice on it, right, shecht on it, your ola offering, your completely burnt offering, v'tshlamecha, and your
peace offering,
right, v'tzonecha v'tbekarecha, and your sheep offering, and your cattle offering. Shezacha arba dvarim. Here it mentioned in this pasuk four things. Keneged arba mini biru, against the four types of clarification of these sparks of kedusha shem mina domim, that are from the domim, from the tzomer. Domim is inanimate. Tzomer, that which grows from the ground, right? V'chai, something which is alive like the animals. Umedabe, that which is represents in man, man who's speaking. So Zabir in all these four aspects. The Kumosha Katab Rabbeinu Arizal, like the Rabbeinu Arizal wrote in Eitz Chaim, the Bichlalut Hakorba, Hakrava, that in general the concept of Hakrava, bring a korban, Yesh Arba Chalakim, there are four types, four sections. Shem Domim, there are the inanimate, Somer, that which grows, Chai, that which is alive, and that which is medabe. Keniska b'shar kitzu atzilus bria v'yitzira v'asiya. Like we see in the Shah in Eitz Chaim of kitzu, the short version of atzilus bria yitzira v'asiya. This is where the perik, perik base. Va'amaod, and he says further, b'chol makom asher askir shmi, in any place in which I mention my name, says God, Kloma. Taseh ha-mitzvah b'shlemus. Right? He's going on the pasuk now. Ba-mizbech adma taseh li. B'chol makom asher azkir et shmi. Any place I'll mention my name. Kloma. Taseh ha-mitzvah b'shlemus. You should do the mitzvah with shlemus. Ha-maisa, whether it's in your action, whether it's b'dibu, in your words, v'akavona, and in your intention, v'machshava, and in your thought. Uriuta delibo, and in the desire of your heart, i.e. your will. Shem keneged arba otiyot shem havayel. Those desires, or those things, against the four letters of God's name. V'kotz of shel yud, and the kotz on the top of the yud, not the kotz of the rabbeinu tam, the kotz on the top of the yud. V'zeu, askir et shemi, I will mention my name, kloma. Shurui laskir alav et shmi. It's fitting to mention my name on this person, mikoach shleimut hachamisha niskarim shenasebo, because of the completion of these five aspects that are in the action that he did. Va'az avo elecho berachticha. Then I will come to you and bless you. Shashpia lecha shefa. I will give you an influence mina chamisha bechinot from these five levels. Shel arba otiot of the four letters of God's name. Havaya v'kotz shel yud. I.e. the four letters of God's name and the kotz. This thin thing on the top of the yud that goes up. That's the kotz shel yud. Shehem sod. Keta, the kot social yud is keneged keta. The first yud is keneged chachma. The second hey, first hey is keneged bina, right? And then vav is tiferes, right? And malchus is hey helecha, expression, yeah, expression of the yud, which are keneged against the five levels in which a person has to do every action, which is maisa. That's keneged hey tata. That's keneged. Malchus, the expression in the world, that's Malchus, yeah? Dibu, speech, which is the Vav, which is connection, that's Ruach, right? Action is connected Nefesh, Nefesh Asheteh, Nefesh always against Asiya, right? And it's also the world of Asiya. Dibu is expression through speech, right? That's connection, Yitzira, formation. The formation of the word through which a person connects, yeah? That's the Vav. That's the Vav Achibu, the Vav of connection. That's through Dibu. Yeah? Then you have the Hey, right? The Hey that's before the Vav. That's connected Bina, right? That Bina is the Kavana. The Kavanas Halev. Bina is Bina's Halev. So Kavanas Halev is the kavana, the direction in which my heart is connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's connection of heart. It's connecting a very deep and strong emotion to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's kavana. And that's connected bina. That's connected bina salev, the understanding of the heart, the understanding of the heart in an understanding of his creator. Then there's the machshava. That's the thought and a clear understanding of the Creator, not through a feeling, but through a process of thinking, machshav, a very clear and precise understanding of the Creator, right? And re'usa deliba, the desire of one's heart, that represents keter, that represents the kotz social yud. Chachma is connected, or machshava is connected to yud, and the kotz, this top little niche on the top of the yud, that's called kod social yud, and that's klape mala, because it represents the crown on the shem havaya, the crown of a person. The crown of a person is always beyond the person. Keter, his re'usa deliba, the desire of his heart, his inner desire of his heart, is something that a person is not living with. It's beyond the person. He can connect with it, but it's beyond the person, and that's what really drives him. Maybe it's a Freud. Freud calls it a super ego. I don't know if it fits with Freud, right? For Amaot, im mizbech avanim taseli. If you make for me a mizbech of avanim, Ramaz beze, he hinted in this al hatfila on tfila, shebizman she'ein beit hamikdash kayam. At the time the beit hamikdash isn't established, ye piv shel adam. Right? So, when we don't have the base of Mikdash, we're saying that our mouths should be instead of the Mizbech. Vatfilot, which is our davening, our praying. B'mokom korbonos, instead of the sacrifices we serve to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our tfilot, our prayers, are going to be instead of it. K'mo she'amru rabotein zichron v'racha. Like our rabbi zichron v'racha tell us, Tfilot connected to midim tiknum. The tfilas are against the continual offerings, right? Mm-hmm. That we bring in the morning and in the afternoon. The tamid shel shachar, the tamid shel ben arba'in, right? That's connected tefillas of Shachrit, Avraham, and connected Mincha, which is tefillas Shel Arba'im, and the Hakravas Eivarim, the bringing of the Eivarim onto Mizbech, is connected tefillas Mari, which is connected Yaakov. V'yadua, it's a known thing, ki ha'otiyot nikra'im b'sefer Yitzira, the letters in Sefer Yitzira, right, are called b'shem Avanim. That means the letters of the Torah, of the alphabet, right, the Jewish alphabet, is called Avanim, stones. K'mo shekatuv, like it's written, shlosha Avanim, three stones, bonim, three stones we build, shisha batim, we build six houses. Arba Avanim, because you know it's basically factorial. Three factorial is six. There's three ways. There's six ways of combining three letters.
Right.
So it's the first box. There's three ways of combining them. Now I've used one. The second box, I only have two left. There's two ways of combining them. And the third box, only one way to put it. So it's three times two, which is six. Arba Avanim, and four stones, Bonim Kaftaret Batim, which is four factorial. Four times three times two, yeah. So that's 24, right? V'chulei, etc. V'atfilat hem otiyot. The tefillas are these building blocks, which are called the letters. V'lechein ha-peh, the mouth, shebo binyan ha-tefillas, which is the place that we build our tefillas, our davening. Shu b'mokum ha-mizbeach, which is instead of the mizbeach. Kore oto mizbeach avanim. It's called the mizbeach of avanim. Our mouth is called the mizbeach of avanim. The mizbeach of those letters, which are called avanim. Lo tivnet en gazit. You shouldn't build them gazit. What does it mean you shouldn't build them gazit? You shouldn't build them like with cutting them with a sword. Should totsia otiyot va'tevot shleimim. Right? You should bring out those letters in a complete way, not in a cut way. Velo tivla et ha'otiyot. And you shouldn't absorb the otiyot. You shouldn't, like some of the letters say, some of the words say, and some not say. You shouldn't be absorbed. You shouldn't be gazit. You shouldn't be cut, your words. Your words should be completely properly expressed. Shebezeh ata chotecha otiyot, you cut the letters va'tevor and the words lechatzayin into halves, mikoach hamehirut, because of this, the quickly, how quickly you say them. Ki chobecha, ki, because your sword zehaloshen, this is represented in your tongue, right? Hinafta alea, you placed on it, on this mizbeach, which is your mouth, the seat of your speech, which is the korbanos, right? Which is connected to the korbanos. Shemapil otiyot min ha-tevot. You drop letters from the words. V'gam tevot min ha-psukim. You also drop words from the psukim of Chazal. Kekemach hadak, like this thin flower, hanofel v'yored min ha-nafah, that falls from this sieve. And in this way, you're going to make it profane. Shiavo hadvarim lidei chilul v'kafranut. Eventually, if you say the word so quickly, right? It's like this kemach which falls through the nafa. You're going to come to chilul, and chilul Hashem chas v'shalom v'kafranut, profanation of God's name, and kafranut, and to deny his being. K'mo sha'amru, yadgi sha'ayin, you have to say the ayin with a, like Sfadim say, with an ayin, right? K'sha'ome ba'al gvurot, you say ba'al gvurot, right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who's the person of strength. Shelo yivula, you shouldn't absorb the word. Venira ome bal gvurot. Bal means without strength. He's not. He's the possessor of strength. He's the owner of strength, and not bal without the ayin, that he doesn't have strength. Chas v'shalom. That's kfira. Right. Yeah. When I say bal gvurot, I'm saying God is the owner of strength in the world. He owns. He's the strong. He owns strength. Right. When I say Baal Gvurot without the ayin, I say, don't say Baal, but I say without the ayin, I'm absorbing it, right, through saying it through Mehirut, right? Then what happens? It comes out to say that God Chas v'Shalom doesn't have strength, and that's Kfira. You say that basically your mouth is the Mokum Mizbeach, the Korbanos, and your prayers is the korban itself. So when you're building the mizbeach, right? Don't, right? Mizbeach avanim taseli, make it properly, right? And he says, right? Velo tivne itan gazid. You shouldn't cut it with a sword. I mean, you shouldn't cut your words short. You shouldn't say the wrong words. You shouldn't say, you say bal gur and not absorb the iron to be bal chas v'shalom without strength. Because that's kafranut. That's denying a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'ken, and similarly, yad gisha aleph. You should make madgish the aleph kushome me'et Hashem, from Hashem. Shelo yivula. V'nishma kafranut. It shouldn't be absorbed and considered kafranut. Chas v'shalom. So it says, because if you say, it says, me'et Hashem. Chas v'shalom, a person would say, without the aleph, would come out, me'et Hashem. Chas v'shalom, Kodesh Baruch Hu died. And that's kafranut. So you have to be careful as you say these letters. V'ke'elu rabot. There's many of these. Dvarim shebetfilat hen. V'kishu yuvulau ha'otiyot. When you absorb the letters, o atevot, all the words, da'az ba'im advarim l'dei chilul. You come, chas v'shalom, through your words, to, instead of being praising a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to being profaning a Kodesh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. The mizbeach, when a person brings a korban, the korbans come from all five elements. The element of Adama is the mizbeach. The korbanos can be brought from somer, like the menachos. The menachos are brought from wheat, that's somer. Or let's say the fruit, the bikurim, right? Then there's the chai, all korbanos are brought from chai. The animals, which, so there's a biru of that aspect of man, the nefesh. Now there's the man himself who's ki'ilu makriv himself through his thinking and through his tshuva that he's doing. He's makriv himself on the mizbech because he's changing himself, and that's the biru of man. Man's tshuva that he's doing when he's involved in the korban is the biru of the nitzotzot in man. So when you're offering a korban, all these five elements, all the nitzotzot ha-kedusha, all these sparks of kedusha, which went away from a Kodesh Baruch because of the sin that a person did, and now through the korban, it brings him korban nun, karev nun, close to the nun, close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the nun shari bina, and through these, all these four elements, all of them get carved to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, through all aspects of the world, through the domem, which is connected Maisa, through the Tzomeach, right? Which is, and that's connected Malchus, the Domem, connected Vav, that's Tzomeach, like things grow up like a Vav, right? Tzomeach represents that which grows up, right? And connects, right? Tzomeach connects the world, the lower world, the Aretz, to the Shamayim, to the Geshem that it gets. It sustains it. It's the connection. It goes upwards. So that's the Vav, right? Chai, the animals, right? Chai, I think life represents the ability to be creative, which represents Bina, the creativity in the world. That's why they have Pru Ravu. They'd be fruitful multiply. You don't have the Broch or Pru Ravu by Domem or by Tzomer. There's no Pru Ravu by them. They just grow. Tidshed Aretz, Deshed, let the Aretz go out and spread, but there's no like pruvu associated, not at least in Chumash, right? Medabe, which dibu represents the expression of a person's das, his chokhmah, his connection to his creator, and then there's the kot social yud, which is man connecting to the higher worlds, to his creator. That's the kot social yud. All of these things are connected to the higher rots and the higher will, which is represented by Kodesh Baruch Hu being in the world. And all of these things, all of these aspects are fixed when a person brings a korban. So all korbanas have these things. It has the mizbech adama, that's the domim, has a somech, which is the mincha, or the nesachim, or the wine, which is from the wheat or grape, right? Which is the higher level of the domem, sorry, the someach. Then you have the chai, which is the animal itself. The medabe is the person who's bringing that korban. His machshava or his dibu, when he brings the korban for the purpose of lerotzen Hashem, for the rotzen of Hashem. That's the keter, that's his inner to the rotzen, to connect to the nun of a Kodesh Baruch, connect to the 50 gates of understanding, i.e. the higher world, that's Karen Nun, that's the Korban.